part two of the Walking Leader Continuing Education, this week's topic. Folks, I want to talk about your staff. If you're a leader, you manage people, you lead people, make sure that they understand the importance of continuing education. See, your staff also has to hone their craft. No matter what job they do for you, encourage them to continue their education. They have to, they have no choice, because they're part of the team, and the team has a vision. The team has a mission, and to accomplish that mission and achieve that vision, the team needs to be operating 100% top of their game, continuously improving their place in the team, continually sharpening the edge that they are in and that they bring to the team, that cutting edge that they bring to the team. And if they don't, they're going to slow the team down. Remember, just like in a chain, the entire chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And the same applies in anything you do. If you have a group of people, you're running a race, you're only as fast as your slowest person on that race, on that team. And I'm talking like, what's that one with the baton? Relay race, thank you. The relay race, see, you're only going to be as fast as your slowest person, and that's non-negotiable. So the same applies. You're trying to build a world-class team, the same thing applies. If they're not up to date, if they're not learning, if they are not trying to become better, then what have you got? You've got a team that's just, again, in that bell curve, that mediocre, that top of the bell curve, that whole area right there, mediocre. You know, if you're down here at the back end, at the low end, where things are wrong, then, what have you got? Again, be on the exemplary side. And how do you become that? And how do you keep your team there? You continuously push them to become better employees through professional growth, through personal growth, personal development, professional development. And of course, all along, they're increasing their proficiency, and that's how they become better. And that's how you have a world-class team.